Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker, brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For Keno, with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Thanks, everybody. Welcome to your Monday edition of your Rush Hour on this, well, fabulous day in the best place on earth. And I've got some beautiful people around as family. We've got a week to go before we drift off for our holidays.
A week.
And then we're back live all around the world. And good afternoon to you, Bernie Vince.
Good afternoon, Jars.
And Greg Blewett.
Good afternoon, Jars.
And young Emma G, who's got about 3 or 4 days left of no nutmeg in November.
Oh, what was that?
Look out.
What was that? What did you say then?
Then look out.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, probably try and make up for it. I would have thought.
No? What do you mean by that?
Well, just have a bit of a spell. And
they are lining up for me,
then you rip into it.
Lining up for you.
Wow. And November is spelled N-O-V.
I said November, Greg. Yeah, Byrne.
November, you said.
November. Anyway.
And I'm not going on holidays either. I'm straight into the cricket.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
So you enjoy your break and we'll stick at it.
Won't we? We've had a massive year. And Byrne, you've done a lot of good stuff this year.
Have I?
Well, you've done the rub.
Yeah.
You were doing the rub and you're doing Triple M. Oh, I'll see you the bounce. You did the bounce on Fox, which went well.
And
the
rub.
Through the roof.
Mm. Have you mentioned the rub yet?
And Greg and I, we did Dead Set Legends, which is, been shut down no longer next year.
Is that
you
right?
Must have done a great job.
No, you must have been flying on that.
I better check my contract there.
Now, just both AFL clubs back at training this week, chaps. Today, they're both back on deck. Port Adelaide, Travis Boke and Robbie Gray turned up to be with the young lads. So that's fantastic. And the Crows would have been the same. Tex would have been fronting up today.
Yeah, he did. No, he fronted up last week when the young boys started.
Nice.
But
quick sack gone.
Yeah, it has. The senior players always come back. You're better off training with a group. Makes it easier.
Oh, yes.
Kick the balls with more people and it's more game-like. Mm. So, and you're keen to get back after a bit of break. It's like when you have school holidays. You hate going to school, but then after a few weeks holiday, after Christmas, you can't wait to get back to see your mates. It only takes a day before you're sick of school again.
Oh,
but
I used to love going back to school and counting all my girlfriends. They're all back.
It'd be good you didn't have to count far, Jars, because you can only count to one.
AFL fixture Gregory may be released on Thursday. All right, so there's a time slot on night games. We've got to go to 7:10. Mm. No longer, 7:40 or 7:20.
No, 8:10 some are.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. You've got the floating fixture. Will that be there? Thursday night games. How many?
Like Thursday nights.
The buys. Pre-final buys. Are we going to go back to that? So there's a lot of
how many buys? Another one?
Is that normal time that they release that? Is that early or is they same time every year that they release that?
Well, similar time.
Similar.
December-ish.
But the sticking point is what the states are doing with their borders.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So we know WA have shut down again.
How long are we going to keep talking?
I thought
we were bloody getting
this. 2 years we've been into this stuff.
I thought finally everyone was opening up and we, as long as you're double vax, we're all good. But then I keep hearing all these double vaxxed and boosted
to the inch of your life.
I don't know what that is.
Well, just on that, it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago because the fifth test is meant to be in Perth and they were saying, yep, it's definitely going to be here. Don't worry, we'll sort it out. Now, the rumour is that it's definitely not going to be in Perth now. So
who gets that then?
Well, there's lots of talk as well about being Hobart because they haven't got a test match, but it's probably going to be either back-to-back tests in Sydney or maybe go back to Melbourne.
What about here?
I agree. Back-to-back Adelaide, honestly.
Well, not back-to-back, but you could play Adelaide's the second test, so you could play a day-nighter and then it goes to Melbourne, then to Sydney, and then it could come back to Adelaide as a day game.
Beautiful.
So a lot of people love the day game.
Pink ball test and a red ball.
Like it.
I do like that too.
Like it. We're going to talk about Alex Carey, our boy Alex, who's on a plane with Joss English about that.
English?
Yeah, that'll do. English.
And he's speaking English, you can't talk a lot of it.
The wicketkeeper role. We need to tap into you.
Yeah.
Our boss, Matty O'Reilly, wants a bit of airtime.
Mm. Does he?
Something's happened in our group.
Oh, no. I get worried when he wants a spot.
So do I. Yeah. Voicemails back, Boom Boom.
Yeah, good. Ooh, like right. that.
What else, Sammy? I can't see the whiteboard because our chunkhead producer's got it all behind our big screens
he's
in the studio.
He's got some about
Gee, what else is on
Burn
there?
Spot. Burn's got something he wants to share.
Right. Three spots.
He's got a double
three
spot.
Spots for Burn.
Yeah,
final facts again for Burn.
Thanks, another G. one for me. It's been a big weekend.
All right.
We're
ready
to go.
Weekend.
I the great man. Hey, where's the other bit?
What bit?
What bit?
No, that's all it is.
No, I thought we got a bit of Bluey's.
It's a condensed opener.
Oh, condensed. He got rid of that end bit, did he? Oh, okay. Hey, well, Alex Carey, 100 on the weekend. Sure, I know it's the white ball format, but surely that counts for something. Surely that gets him in the first test.
Yeah, well, he was under pressure, wasn't he? Because last week we were talking about how difficult a month he'd had with the bat.
Yeah.
Hardly scored over 10.
Yep.
So to be under that sort of pressure and get 100 was fantastic, I thought. I've just got a feeling, though, like I've been saying for a long period of time, haven't I, that how desperate I am to get Alex Carey in there because he is an absolute X factor, and I feel like Test cricket would be his best form of cricket. He's already done well in 50-over cricket for Australia, not so well in T20 cricket, but I think Test match cricket, he could just walk in there and just slaughter an attack.
But what's your feeling?
I've just got a nasty feeling that they're going to go with Josh Inglis. Jars calls him Josh English. Yep.
Can you believe this?
Can I take you through their records? And they're sort of scarily similar, actually. Alex Carey's 30 years of age. Inglis, 26. They've both played 45 first-class matches.
Both?
Yep. Kez has scored 200 more runs. Average for Carey, 34.73. 34.03 for Inglis, 500s for Carey, 3 for Inglis, 1350s versus 1250s, dismissals 164 for Alex Carey and 150 for Josh Inglis. So over that period of time, they are very, very similar. So it comes down to age, 26, 130. So the batting records are very similar. It probably comes down to who they think is the better keeper.
And who do you think that is?
You know what? I haven't seen enough of Inglis. I know that Alex Carey, he did struggle a little bit last season with the gloves. But I just think with the bat, Alex can just turn on, like, as I said, just murder an attack. So
do you think that what Carey's done on the world stage, like in the World Cup, when Australia was in trouble a couple of times, he come out and blasted a 70 and an 80. Does that count for anything being proven on the world stage? Whereas English is... Oh, English. I'm calling him English now. English hasn't... he's the unknown?
Yep. No, totally agree with that. So Alex Carey knows exactly what international cricket's all about.
Yep.
So he'd have that level of confidence that he's, you know, good enough to be there. But he's a bloody good cricketer, Josh Inglis, and he'll have a definite future with the Australian side at some stage, but I don't know. There's something.
You're very nervous and you're very anxious. Can I ask you this question? The Poms bowling attack, are they fearful of Alex or Josh?
Oh, I'd say they'd much rather bowl to Inglis. He's sort of more conventional, whereas Alex Carey, I keep comparing him to Gilchrist, right? What you said about international cricket, very similar. Like, Gilly got in one days, played quite a few one days, and then played Test cricket and came in and just took it by storm straight away. And I feel Alex Carey's a very, very similar cricketer.
Well, Gilchrist played the same way.
And he's one of the best players ever.
He played the same way, Gilchrist, in one day or Test cricket, which is, that's why he's the X factor.
Greg, how much influence will Pat Cummings have on the selection?
Cummins?
Cummings on Alex.
Yeah, any last names
because I spoke to Patty the other day.
Well, that's what's happening at the moment, I think. There's three selectors. And they're now having those discussions about who, you know, gut feel, who they think's the main man. And Pat's obviously one of those that, you know, there'll be senior players within that Test squad that will have their say, who they think who should come in.
Yep.
I think Carey plays. I think Carey plays.
I tell you what, it's here in Adelaide, everyone's saying Alex Carey, but if you look at all the commentary from around Australia, it's very much 50-50 about who they think is going
to
be in
the side. Good thing to have this discussion because it means we're starting to get some depth in Australian cricket, aren't we? Really? It's tight for spots.
Now, we've got a little bit of audio. Andrew McDonald's the assistant coach from the Australians, and he said this last night.
I think it's really still up in the air. I think if it was clear, then there may have been an announcement. We've got plenty of time before the first test match, but I'm sure once they're clear, that'll be an announcement because we've got an Australian game and obviously an Australia A game as well.
So okay. That's a very good point. That's what's making me nervous. So Tim Payne is ruled out of the summer, you would think.
Yeah. Gone, yep.
So if it was definitely Alex Carey, they would say, right, Tim Payne out, Alex Carey in, yep. The squad of 15 is done. And dusted for the first test. But they're going to leave it up to the this internal trial game. Josh Inglis has been doing 2 weeks quarantine, so he hasn't played any cricket at all. So that might just hold Alex Carey in good stead as well.
In a better position.
But fingers crossed.
All right.
Fingers crossed, fellas.
And he's flown over.
Flew up today. We tried to get him on Triple M.
Yeah, that's okay.
But he's in transit on the way up to Brisbane.
All right. Come on. Fingers crossed.
I reckon he plays. Well, guess what?
Yes, Boom Boom.
It is our last week. Yeah. So, unfortunately, it's going to be the last voicemail of this season. Wow. But how good's this segment been so far? Let's have a listen. See how many there is this week.
You have 14 new messages.
14.
Boys, it's Ken. I was down at Victor for school. He said, had an amazing time getting lit. A rager, I've been told. This bloke, Dazza, wearing high vis, helped me stay awake for the whole late set with a new medication called a pinger. I was even awake the next morning for a round of lawn bowls. Oh, hello, it's David Kosh here. The PM gave us $15 million for Alberton, so we're putting all of that into dental work for the members. Should put us about 50% there. G'day, boys. It's Matto, your boss. Oh, wow. Jars, all three of your applications for a show sponsor have been knocked back for next year, so the rush hour won't be thanks to the Cheeky Greek or Sammy's on the Marina or that pub your brother Darren gets pissed in 4 days a week.
Lockleys.
Lockleys.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Cameron from North Adelaide Mirrors. Sorry for the delay, Bluey. We've never had an order this big just for one residential house. Jesus. We're just trying to find the right brackets to securely fit them to your bedroom roof. So we'll be in touch as soon as we hear anything, mate. Thank you.
How many mirrors?
Oh, g'day, Nixie here. The PM gave $15 million to Port and overlooked us, but, well, if you don't include the $16 he spent at the Oval while he was here, he bought a hot dog.
Oh, he didn't buy a dog, he bought food.
Hot dog is food, Texan.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, boys, it's William. I do PR for the Adelaide 36ers. We won 5 in a row, and just wanted to thank you for the 9 seconds of coverage on the rush hour. Thank you.
It's true.
G'day, boys. Danny from the golf course here. Great to have both you and the Brekkie boys out here the other week, and the Triple M listeners. Jeez, mate, I haven't seen that many beers get drunk in years. By the way, were you aware where you were playing Tom Rockcliffe came into the 19th hole? Just letting you know, boys.
G'day, lads. Brandon here from Big Shed. Mate, the launch of the Triple M beer was bloody amazing. Thanks for letting us get on board. What a success. Tons of cans and pints were sold. Mostly from that guy that looked like Tom Rockcliffe with a dodgy wig and a moustache. Weird.
Oh, g'day, Biggles here. Oh. Getting close to that time of year when Santa empties his sack.
Oh, no.
Last time I bought Joy to Many was when the Romanian women's water polo team asked me for a... I thought being a ruckman was hard. Should have seen my... breaking the disco ball in my bedroom... Spark. Needed 3 bottles of chlorine after. Technically, it was put through for a behind.
Too much.
Bernie, Bluey, and Jazz. G'day, it's Thomas from Adelaide Functions. Just reminding you that we needed an RSVP from you lot about your staff party. Before the end of this week. So far, only one of you has. And we weren't aware Tom Rockcliffe was a Triple M staffer. So, hope to hear from you soon.
Yes, producer Benny here. Thanks for inviting me to our own Christmas party, boys, you dickhead. Like I wasn't already going. The girls have me serving pre-drinks in my G-bang beforehand. Oh, that reminds me, Blue, can you bring back my gold sparkly one, please? Bird, Mika from the Sansbury pub.
Mika.
Mate, your dad's booked the table for Chrissy Arvo. Just wanted to know if you're coming, and if you are the Rush Hour boys coming with you? Because if so, we'll put Raspberry Vodka Cruisers in for Bluey behind the bar, and we'll make sure our sign that says no split bills is up for when Jarman's here as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Rutcliffe already confirmed.
Hello, gentlemen. JB, it's getting to that time of year when you start planning for things you can't do during the year. Bernie, legend. I know you can't wait to get back to Royal Melbourne with your clubs. Blue, I know you are hanging to get back to the Adelaide Oval with your insight. Jarman, I know you're ready to go bungee jumping. With elastic from your undies tied to your ankles. You have to get a special order. Uses them for tie downs on a trailer. You're fat.
Rock. How'd you go with them Triple M beers? Is it for you pricks to buy me a drink for once?
There are no more messages.
Brilliant.
What a season well he's done. Had, the old voicemail.
God bless him. Do
you reckon Rodney's got a drinking problem? Is he just one? Is he a tight ass or he's got a drinking
calls
problem?
Everywhere from the Rock. What about you and your mirrors at North Adelaide? How many do you get?
It was heavy.
You got a few? Have you got them up yet?
There's a few. What about Biggles? Put his back on.
He's had a good year, Biggles.
The voicemail will be back next year.
Yes, it will be.
All right, well done.
All right, family. So Greg's just stepped out of the studio. And on the weekend, Saturday morning, did you see it, Jazz?
Yeah, I read the article.
SA Boone. Weekend magazine. I tell you, I pulled it out and I threw up in my Weet-Bix.
I passed out on the floor.
Some of the answers he gave are just, well, to be quite frank, they're bullshit.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a little questionnaire, Jazz, getting to know the Rush Hour. I'll ask you the questions as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just going to see if his answers match up because I reckon he'll be... He won't be as honest to us.
He's basically lied.
He's bullshit
to the South Australian public.
He's lied to the Adelaide public. And I'm going to catch him out. Oh, quick! Here he comes. Okay. Here he comes. Yep. All right, here he comes.
Look forward to this.
Well, boys, we're going to go to a new time slot, obviously, next year, 4 to 6 live, and there's going to be a new audience because a lot of people at the time slot we're in now don't get to hear us.
No.
So there's going to be a lot of people that want to get to know us. So I thought I'd just ask you a few. Just general questions so we can get to know you, so the family
like this,
can
Ben.
Know you.
Right. Yeah, I like
and
this.
And then we can, you know, put ourselves out there and people can know
because we go by nicknames a lot on the show, which we do get in trouble
What are
for.
Our nicknames?
Well, you're Burn Burn.
Yeah.
After the Bernie Vince.
Yeah.
He's White Teeth.
And he's got a couple others.
Chunkhead.
And I'm Chunkhead.
Lips.
And I'm CIC or Jars.
Mosh Lips.
Or Gift.
Or Mosh Lips.
I'm Mosh Lips.
I'm not the Lightning Rod.
Pasty Boy.
I'm not Pasty Boy. A lot of us Scottish lads out there in the sun, I got to be a bloody cover. And we got Emma G, known as Gigi or No Nut November.
Nut November. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
first
question. Yeah. I'll start with Jars and work.
Thank you, mate. Right. Okay, here we go.
Your best place to go in Adelaide?
Best
or your
place
favourite
to,
spot to
oh,
visit?
Oh, God. Well, Henley Beach for me. Henley
well, you
Beach.
Live there.
Yeah, but Henley Beach.
Well, you like to visit yourself.
And the square. And
I'll tell you what, they're getting to know you well, Jarvis.
Yeah, just the foreshore.
Blue, what about you?
What, like a region or?
Just anything.
Anywhere.
We like the hills, Adelaide Hills.
What do you mean, we?
Our family.
Right.
I'm getting to know you.
Oh, right. Yeah. Where do I like to go? Cooyonga.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
Cooyonga.
Well, okay, Jarvis. You like to sleep in a bit, so you've got to be very honest.
Yeah,
What time do you like to get up?
Well, I tend
get
to. I'm around just 7, 8 o'clock.
No, you're not, because I've rang you earlier than that before.
No. When my body clock tells me to get up, I get up. So I don't have a clock.
What time's that?
7 to 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure about that either.
You're like a bear, a big, big polar bear.
Yeah. In hibernation till about midday.
What about you, White Teeth?
6 a.m. Round 6.
Yeah, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay.
If you were to go on a date with Maz, where would you go?
Oh, I'd take a parking up into the Adelaide Hills.
Oh, of course you would.
not what you'd do with her. Well, where you'd go?
We would go to the Adelaide Hills at a picnic. Lovely.
Have a
picnic.
I don't even reckon
just
that makes
spread the
sense.
Blanket out and open the basket and...
You're going to go to the Adelaide Hills at a picnic.
No, to have a picnic.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I get you.
That's actually very romantic. Yeah, so maybe not, overlooking a nice view
thank
of
you,
the
G.
city or
see,
something.
She understands how I roll.
That's a cute
I'll
date.
I adore my wife.
Come on. What, parking? That's not
no, no, I'll do
that's
that after.
That's what he started with, remember?
We'll do that after.
Greg?
On the way up and way down
Greg?
To the hills.
Well, Catherine loves her restaurant, so I'd let her choose the restaurant. We just go for a bite to eat.
I'm not saying who you're going with again.
Where's your favourite? Where listen to the question.
Did you say a date?
Actually, I did.
Yeah.
So am I not taking my wife?
No, but it's your choice. You're going to take her on a date. Like,
I
don't even reckon Jazz has made sense, but anyway.
I'd maybe go to the a pub in the hills.
Mm. Is everything in the hills for you?
Well, I just like the hills.
What are you, hillbilly? Pub in the hills.
Yeah. There's some great pubs.
What else you got, Ben?
Favourite oval or park to go to?
Well, I did make love to Marion on the Prospect Oval back in the 80s.
This isn't the date
and
bit.
And footy park.
This is not to
when
do
it was
the
fenced
bit.
Off with two bloody Labrador dogs.
You made love with what, two Labrador dogs?
Maz and I jumped the fence many years ago. And
this is
made
not the
love.
Question, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Favourite oval or park to go to?
River Torrens. Love taking a mess in the River Torrens.
Is that a park, the River Torrens?
Yeah. Well, it is. Because I was going to say the same thing. Linear Park.
Linear Park.
Linear Park.
Not the River Torrens. So you get a bit wet in that park.
Okay.
So you like to exercise, Jazz?
Yeah, well,
I
tend to exercise Tuesday, Thursdays at peak conditioning down at Royal Park. What are you doing?
This is
weird.
So the questions I asked were out of the paper Saturday.
Big head.
The essay weekend.
There it is, look at this.
And he's only started answering loosely.
Look at this big
that's
head.
That's disgusting.
I text you Saturday morning and we were discussing.
That's a nice photo.
And he's only answered one of the questions
so you've
correctly.
Lied.
Only when he picked up that we might be onto him, Jazz.
You are fair dinkum all about
which
yourself.
Which one did I get wrong?
No, all hang on.
All of them.
So your favourite park, you got Linear Park. Yeah. That was when you were onto it.
No, already. I knew you.
No, you didn't.
So what about...
Best spot for a date night? Yeah. You said a pub in the hills.
Yeah.
You said Melt in the paper.
It's Unley.
Yeah, in Unley.
Well, so, bang on about that.
Getting my
that
good mate wrong. Owns that, so I gave him a plug.
Favourite place to go? You said the Adelaide Hills.
Mm. What did I say?
You in said the other, to the Barossa.
The wineries.
Wineries. That's wrong
well,
again.
Well, there's wineries in the hills.
No, yeah, yes. There is. No, but you said Barossa wineries.
Favourite takeaway? You stuff that up. And where do you exercise? Monday?
No, hang on. This is the best one.
This is what we couldn't work.
When and where do you exercise? I exercise Monday to Friday in the morning.
Yeah.
It's a combination of running and weight circuits. This is every weekday morning.
Family.
After I've trained, what I do is I go home and I get the dog.
And I take,
and I take the dog not for a walk. For another run along the river, or if not along the river, some laps around Walkerville Oval because I'm just a running and weights and exercise fitness machine. You said on the way in here, I'm that far gone, I can't get myself
gone.
Back.
You basically lied to the family.
You're telling the truth to us, boy.
I do.
Now everyone in Adelaide... Not, doesn't know the real Greg Blue.
No.
Look at that photo you've taken.
You look
great. I swear to my
yelling.
You look
like
lovely,
Jonathan
Greg.
Jonathan Bieber.
Thanks, G.
he looks
you know what?
That is one of the most disgusting photos and articles I've ever seen in my
morning.
Life.
Why don't you take a leaf?
Yeah, local coffee hunt.
A little
hunt.
Bit of exercise.
Local coffee hunt. Who'd you say?
Hunt.
I mean haunt. Local coffee haunt. Sorry.
I said Kinetto.
If I'm on the go, if I'm on the go, I then always grab a coffee from Kinetto Coffee and Kitchen in the city on the way into work. The boys there are great, not to mention the coffee.
Oh, Blue, if you were hunting coffee, where would you go?
I take my rifle with me, do I?
What did you kill?
And what did you kill
the coffee with?
What did you tell
take
us?
Take my slingshot.
Because no one reads this weekend SA Wender. No one reads it. The advertiser SA Weekender. No one reads it.
Well, you obviously did, you knucklehead.
Well, I got text, said, hey, you better go and get the paper because your mate's in it.
They've sold more copies of that than they have all year.
I wonder if you could use a bow and arrow to kill a coffee bean.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You got to stop lying to people, mate.
This is the fake Greg Blewett.
Spot on, Burn. It was all the white teeth, fake Greg Blewett.
Absolutely spot on.
When did you last train Monday to Friday?
Tell me when.
Tell me when.
Your skinny legs can't get around the block.
It's been a bad month. How long has this segment gone for?
I'm just letting it roll. It's too good.
Oh, there you go.
What a disgusting article, and he's lied to him.
Go on, Jake.
What about
this
one? You didn't read this one. What's your idea of the perfect Saturday? I have Dead Set Legends in the morning.
Oh, we're finished.
Then after work, I go straight to Kuyonga.
You don't have to say it like that. And then home for a roast chicken.
So Saturday mornings, you go to Dead Set Legends. Well, that's been given the ass. So what are you doing now?
And you've ruined that since you took over.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
I'd run laps with the dog around Walkerville.
Walkerville's as fake as his skin and teeth.
And we're talking about Greg Blewett if he just joined us. Marvellous stuff. Now, lads.
This is big.
Our boss, Matthew O'Reilly. Now, he's the program director of Triple M Adelaide.
Yes.
A much-loved figure in our industry. Has been regarded as number one man in the country by his peers.
Another loose term. You're talking him up.
When was that?
Now, he joins us on this beautiful Monday in the Global Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Hey, Jazz. How are you?
What can we do for your boss?
I get worried here.
Can you talk into the mic, please?
The guy who produces your show. Name is Ben Erbslin.
Is that his name?
Yeah. And some concerning stuff happened today that I don't know if you'll still want him on your show.
Oh, no.
I'm looking for an excuse to say we already don't want him, so it can't get any worse. Yeah. He's meant to turn up at 7:30 in the morning, generally here about 7:45.
Yeah.
So he walked in this morning and I grabbed him and said, mate, have you done that summer roster yet? I said, because if there's people working Christmas Day or Boxing Day, they're probably going to want to know so they can let their family know. Good to get it out early, right?
He said,
I haven't done it yet. I'm just a bit behind this week. I said, well, can you at least get next week out today so everyone knows what you're doing? He turns around and goes, I've just opened up. The network roster says the cricket's on next Wednesday. Are we taking that?
No.
We can't pump it any more than what we Triple M cricket.
I said, it's probably been about 10 minutes since I've heard it on air. We've run 3 weeks of giveaways. You know all those announcements we've done for lineups? Bluey's working on the cricket. What did you just think we're just going to start it at midday?
Take
it on weekends?
A five-year deal with Cricket Australia? Huge announcement.
Huge.
Don't make excuses, mate.
No, I don't even know if we need to speak to him.
I was a bit tired, and Matt was really at me this morning.
Why? Because you were late.
You're still on your L's, mate.
I think you shut your book and walk out, mate.
How do you deal with that as the boss? And look, he wants to learn being a program director, doesn't he, I'm led to believe? And a producer, I'm led to believe.
He is a producer.
What's the question?
Well, after hearing that this morning, surely there's another career for him.
Well, I just decided office ridicule for the next 12 hours was probably the best way to deal with that one.
Jazz's next question. How are you feeling?
Greg, how do you respond to that? And he's producing our top rating show.
I'm just going to put it down to a huge mental blank. Because we've been pumping the fact that we've got Triple M rocks cricket. Have you heard of that?
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
We've been counting down the days.
She's pumping it. Yeah.
Today, 9 days. Triple M rocks the ashes.
How do we do? Is there a match review panel or something? Because I think he needs to stand in front of someone. This needs a punishment. We can't handle this.
Will you take this higher to our big dog?
Still yet to make
Dave Cameron and Fitzy and bloody Jimmy Pedersen, Mr. Jimmy. Will it go to that?
I just don't know.
You're flat.
How
you're in shock.
You could not know that it was on.
You're in shock.
Or
you're
you would
shock.
Look there that the whole rest of the network is taking the cricket. That's what he had over the network roster. Since you've got Cricket Wednesday, are we taking that?
Are we a cricket state? Maybe we're not.
Can we put it down to it was a Jars moment?
Yeah.
It was something. No, that's no. something no. that you do.
Look
jars.
At him jumping
you
on that. No. Yeah, I'll take that.
It's not a Jars moment. I'm all over cricket. All over footy. We're not. We don't do the footy anymore either. No. Ben.
Do you want some sort of response? Are you going to? Is there a?
I did a Jarman. That's probably the best way to.
Oh, now he's jumping on that. Shall we need more of an explanation?
If you did a Jarman, you'd know that the cricket was on. Just probably get the week or the day wrong.
The year.
So what like, maybe the decade wrong.
You know, if I've got holidays coming.
Yeah, the wrong summer.
Maddie, thanks for sharing that. Thank you for sharing season. That. We need to have a bit of a chat about what it looks like next year with this knucklehead.
I don't think we need that I'm chat serious. Anymore. I think I'm it's serious. Pretty obvious, isn't it?
Because I could produce this show with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Well, Bern. Now, we just had our boss, Matty O'Reilly, whack our producer.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Who won't be with us next year.
Well, our producer isn't here anymore.
But I didn't want to say anything in front of Matty O'Reilly, but he played cricket on Saturday before you go into fun facts.
Well, this is a fact.
For Scotch College with Daniel Healy, a very good friend of ours, who's a very good
Matty
cricketer.
Matty was talking his cricket up, too.
And, mate, he did stuff all on Saturday. I've got the scorecard.
What did he do?
What did he do?
Hit the winning runs? He reckons he saved 12 runs in the field.
What did he
make? Didn't bowl, didn't catch.
He didn't bat or bowl.
Nothing.
Or take a catch.
They didn't want him there.
Oh, no.
You know what that smells of?
What's that, Bern? Greg? Yes, Greg.
Low in numbers? Can you just come in and fill in and just feel?
Yeah.
Just feel for it.
But you know what he's talking about also? Getting his Mad Monday kit because he reckons they're going to win the flag.
Yeah, he did too.
And he's automatically penciled himself in the grand final team. If you're not batting or bowling, you're first out, son.
Yeah, first game, and he's saying they're going to win a flag in the LA3s, Adelaide Turf Cricket Association, Scotch College.
We'll follow
them. Don't play him again, Daniel Healy. He's trouble.
Is that the fact for today?
Nah, yours facts is coming right now.
Oh, no, I thought that could be the fact.
No,
the
not
fact
at all.
The fact of the matter is, he won't play again. 29th of November today. Geez, we're approaching summer. Mm. It's getting close into this week's hot too.
Yeah, good.
Summer about is time. Actually officially here nearly. Today is officially throw out your leftovers day, Jars. See anything in the shed? Have you had to clean out of the shed lately?
A couple of weeks ago, Bern. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, hard rubbish. It was good.
Yeah, did right. You? Yeah. Did you throw any of any...
Riley
personal
stuff out.
Items out of Riley's?
I did throw about $500 worth of Riley's bags in a garbage bag, which I wasn't aware of.
I know you did that. That's why I asked.
You strike me as a bloke that'd be still wearing the same set of underpants that you were 15 years
now,
ago.
Greg,
unwashed. Like, unwashed.
Greg, you'd wash
if you've
them,
known
you
me for a long, long time, I don't wear undies.
So those poor jeans you wear every day those, have just got your bare clacker on
them. My boys need to be free. Ask Kramer in Seinfeld.
So you know he wears the same jeans every day.
I don't
that's
wear
got
the
his
same
bare
jeans
clacker.
Every day.
Yes, you
I've
do.
Got bare three, clacker four, five pairs.
Three, four, five.
It's just facts about my nurries. This is about your facts.
On this day, 1889, this is a good story. Ooh. Barcelona Football Club were founded. Do you know how they were founded?
No.
There was an English bloke, a German, a Swiss and a Spanish guy. Just players.
This is legit.
This is absolutely legit. Yeah. Soccer players
that
thought, you know what? Let's just create a team. And they asked around and I think there was 11 people. They put a sign up. 11 people signed up and that was how Barcelona Football Club was founded. Now they're in the top five richest clubs in the world.
Yeah, they're struggling since Messi's left.
What an amazing story, though. Mm. It was just made
that's
up
brilliant.
And notice, put on the notice board. Anyone that wants to come out and play, they're going to start up a team. So very good story, that one. 1972, we heard of the game Pong. You know the Pong game where there's just like, it's like a game of tennis?
Yeah.
Where the little bar goes up and down.
Yes.
It's actually quite, like, it's good for the brain, that, for some reason. It's a very simple game.
It gets quicker and quicker.
That one.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Atari,
what'd you say then?
Bit
what?
In 1972, Atari brought out the game Pong.
Yeah.
It was officially released.
Just to get the machine.
It was the first commercially successful video game ever.
And you know what else they do with Pong? Beer Pong.
That's a bit different.
That is a different one, Jazz. But anyway,
that's a contribution.
I've played that with the kids.
Well done. Good fact, Jazz. Maybe just keep out of facts from now on.
You are.
On this
and that
day,
was 2001.
2001, was it? You just made that up. In 2010, Rolling in the Deep by Adele was released. So we got that song.
Great song. What about that buffoon from Channel 7 that stuffed up the interview? What was his name? Matt someone?
Duran.
Yeah, well, I think he needs to go back fishing.
Is he
pulled that up, didn't he?
Yeah, completely.
$1 million it cost him.
Completely cooked it.
Didn't cross, is he a mate of yours?
Across the network.
I bet he's a mate of yours.
He's not.
Yeah. Channel 7.
Channel 7.
We can't bag Channel 7.
No.
Because that's where he's employed.
Good song by Adele.
Yeah, very good. And today also marks the 20th anniversary of the death of George Harrison.
What a gift he was.
He wrote this.
Was he the most gifted Beatle?
Well, that's arguable, but he was the youngest and the quietest.
But he got the job done.
Well, yeah, he didn't write that many of the songs, but the ones that he did were amazing.
Wow.
Like this one. Which, apparently, I found out today, the other Beatles didn't take seriously when he first played it to them and said he wanted to record it. So he went to Eric Clapton, who was his mate, who also was shared a wife with. Patty Boyd.
Oh, okay.
And Eric Clapton played on this track and waltzed into the studio and was like, well, guys, if you don't want to play it, my mate Eric Clapton, legendary guitarist, is going to play on this track. So he actually plays on it, but he's not credited for it.
Wow.
That's a good fact.
Jeez, that's the stuff we've been waiting for. Jeez.
That's the fact.
Is that it?
That's it.
Jeez.
Well done, Jeez.
Jeez, fun facts next year.
Jeez.
Gee.
Trying to keep up with all that.
And I gave a great fun fact. Gee, what about you, cricket
team? Let's go back to the fact of the matter that they shared a wife as well.
Yeah.
What, at the same time?
Wow. No, not at the same time.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. Patty Boyd was married to George.
Yeah.
I don't know the details.
Isn't she married to Bruce Springsteen?
I don't know who she's married to now, but she was married to George, and then, Eric was interested,
she wasn't married to Bruce Springsteen either.
Springsteen.
What was your contribution? Beer pong.
Good one, mate. See you tomorrow, Clan.
And also ping pong.